Now for our meditation today, we turn again to the 119th Psalm. Again, we are going to look at one of the stanzas. In our meditation, we have reached stanza 13. Those who are daily listeners will know that we are taking one stanza each day in our meditation of this wonderful psalm. I remind you, there are 8 verses in each stanza. We have covered 12 of them, which took us to the end of verse 96. Today we shall look at the 13th stanza, verses 97 through 104. Let me read these verses. O, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. I'm sure the Lord will bless to us again the reading of His Word. Now, in this stanza, the psalmist is making an honest assessment of the Word of God as it has influenced his life. He seeks to evaluate the benefits he has derived from reading. Not only is there a pleasure in reading the Word of God and studying the Word of God, but there is profit to it. And so he's going to speak of the benefits he has derived from reading, learning, meditating, and obeying the precepts of Holy Scripture. In that famous building located in the city of London in England, called the British Museum, there is a large department occupied with rare and valuable books, and all the books are classified and numbered. But it is worthy of note that the Bible takes the place of being number one. Of the writing and printing of books, there appears to be no end, and any intelligent person will appreciate the value of good, readable and reliable literature. But it should be kept in mind that even the best of books, including books written about the Bible, must never displace the Bible, because it is the wonderful Word of God, and must always be given first place and be assessed as number one. This is exactly what the psalmist expresses in the first verse of this stanza, when he bursts out with this exclamation, O, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. It seems that the measure of affection in the heart of the psalmist for the Word of God is beyond his ability to express in human language. A number of years ago, when I was quite young, I met an elderly Christian gentleman who possessed a substantial library of good books. When he read a book, he marked it with one stroke. If he read it again, he marked it with a second stroke. But no book in his library was marked for the third time. However, the Bible was different, and he read, studied, and preached the word till the end of his days. Nevertheless, the psalmist is not speaking in this verse about reading the Bible, important as that may be, but he is seeking right here to express his love or his affection for it. We can love it for its holiness, for it's a holy book, and it puts forth certain holy principles. We can love it for its wisdom, for certainly the man who reads and studies the Word of God will not be an ignorant man. It's a book of wisdom. We can love it for its perfections, for in spite of the fact that many of its enemies have spent their time uselessly trying to prove its imperfections, it still stands, it's still here, it's the perfect Word of God. It is possible to read the Bible because of a required assignment. Someone may give you this assignment that you must read it, or read certain sections of it. And so it is possible for certain students just to read the Bible because of a required assignment. Or we may listen to the Word being preached as we attend a service as a matter of obligation. Or one may even preach the Word because of his religious position and yet be void of love in the heart for the Word of God. The psalmist considered the Word to be so vital that he said, "It is my meditation all the day." When God supplied the manna to the nation of Israel, there was an abundant supply to meet all their needs, but they required to gather it and prepare it and eat it before it could do them any good. Only by appropriating what God provided did they obtain the benefit. Now, in exactly the same manner, the psalmist learned to value and love the Word of God. And he made it his portion, morning, noon, and night. And he was able to tabulate many of the benefits he derived therefrom. Now let each of us take note that the same benefits can be ours if we would value, love, and meditate upon the Word of God to the same extent as the psalmist. Of course, we must also be prepared to obey its precepts. You cannot expect to claim the promises from God's Word if you're not prepared to keep the precepts. He thinks, first of all, how his enemies were out to destroy him. And on the battlefield of life, we would require to have greater wisdom than our enemies, in order to win the day, of course. And so the psalmist looks to God as his instructor, and God's Word as his textbook. If God is his commander, and God's commands are ever with him, and he obeys them, he is much wiser than his enemies. When the Lord Jesus Christ was attacked by Satan in the arena of temptation, he met every thrust of the enemy with these words, "It is written." Then he gave a quotation from the inspired scriptures. Likewise, we are instructed that in order to stand against the enemy, we require the whole armor of God, which includes the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, how can a man use his sword if he doesn't have it? How can a man use the sword if he doesn't know how to wield it? So therefore we must become acquainted with the Word of God, and we must know how to use it correctly. We are also informed in the New Testament that the Scriptures are able to make one wise unto salvation. Here then is one outstanding reason why the psalmist had such great love for the Word of God. You see, he distinctly says, "Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, have made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me." So if you want wisdom, my friend, and you want to know how to live wisely and how to act wisely, acquaint yourself with the Word of God. Take your directions from God's Word. Now, having affirmed the blessing of wisdom derived from revealed truth, he moves to declare, "I have more understanding than all my teachers." Now that is a remarkable statement. That's verse 99. "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation." Now, if the soldier on the battlefield was equipped with the Word, and he was made wiser than his enemies, now, we behold the student in the classroom acquiring more understanding than all his teachers. Now, this is not being boastful, but he is simply stating that because he has appropriated the testimonies of God and meditated upon them, he has acquired a certain type of understanding which the worldly wise men do not have. We must learn to distinguish between the wisdom of this world and the wisdom that cometh from God. It is foolish for anyone to ignore or despise such a source of understanding. But it is a mark of true wisdom for one to value the testimonies of the Lord. The psalmist now moves into a third dimension and states, "I understand more than the ancients." And his reason for this claim is simply stated in these words. Very simply, "Because I keep thy precepts." The people referred to as the ancients, no doubt, were those of a ripe old age who had learned many wonderful things in the hard school of experience. Sometimes when we learn by experience, we learn a lot of things. But remember, what we learn by experience is not always exact. But the Word of God is exact in all things, at all times, and never changes. Old age and experience can be uncertain and sometimes misleading, but the precepts of God are established and certain, and therefore more reliable than experience. We're hearing an awful lot today about people who talk about their experiences. They had this experience, and they had that experience. And they're building a whole doctrine, a whole theology, on their experiences. And they'll meet together, and they'll exchange their unusual experiences. My friend, listen. An experience should always be tested by the Word. But when you come to the Word, here you have something solid. Learning by experience can often prove to be costly and painful because of our foolish mistakes. But it is better to learn by God's method in the keeping of His precepts. Then, learning by experience can be a long, drawn-out matter. And by the time we learn the lesson, it is just about too late to gain any good from it. But learning early in life from diligently following the precepts of the Lord will provide greater understanding than many years of stumbling along learning by mistakes. This should come as good advice for younger people. If young men and young women today want to learn, and to learn correctly, and to learn quickly, they should apply themselves to the reading of the Word of God like the psalmist did. Not only reading it, but learning it, meditating upon it, and being prepared to obey its precepts. That is the way to learn and to guide your life in such a way that it will have the approval of God. Now notice in the verse 101, he says, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. Now here the psalmist takes a very serious view of the path he walks in life, and he is fully persuaded that he cannot pursue the way of evil and the path of righteousness at one and the same time. Now that's one lesson we should learn very early in life. You cannot walk in two directions or two roads at the same time. If you're walking the path of evil and the path of sin, then you're not walking the path of righteousness. But since his desire and objective in life is to keep the word of the Lord and be obedient thereto, then he refrains from going into any bypath or any questionable place that may lead him into sin. If ever you read John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, you'll learn there how the pilgrim with a companion thought they were going to take a shortcut. They went over the stile into what John Bunyan called Bypass Meadow. Ah, but they got into an awful trouble in Bypass Meadow. You and I should take the lesson. Don't try to take shortcuts in the things of God. Let us keep to the King's highway. Let us walk in the path that is well pleasing to him. He then propounds with great confidence that the reason he has not departed from God's judgments is because that God was his teacher. And that has been well said, the man whom God teaches is well taught. You see, verse 102 says, I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. I wonder, is every listener today, and including the preacher, are we all prepared to allow God to be our teacher? And if God will teach us through his word, you can rest assured you will be well taught. See? The man then who is taught by God is well taught. It would be foolish and unreasonable for anyone to depart from the path which brings untold blessings from the hand of God. Now, do we want to walk the path where God blesses? Again, he endeavors to express something of the sweetness of the word of God, and the only comparatives he can think about is honey. But even that fails to express his appreciation, because he says, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Obedience to God's word is worthwhile, because God's way is always the best way, and it will teach us to abhor every evil way. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Now, here we find the psalmist then trying to express in language how he appreciates the word of God. He's thought first of all of it like a book where he reads. He's thought of its need when he goes out onto the battlefield of life. He's thought of the need of the word as he tries to be a student in the school of God. He thinks of the need of the word as he walks along the highway of life. He wants his feet kept from every evil way. He wants to be continually thinking of the judgments of God, lest he make any mistake. Then he thinks of the Word of God as food for his soul. The sweetest thing he can think of that would go into his mouth is honey. But he said, if honey is sweet to the taste, oh, he said, how sweet are thy words unto my taste. And he cannot find expressive words. He fails here to get language to tell us how sweet. He says, they're sweeter than honey. I remember reading a very interesting yet humorous story about the man one day who stopped the little boy, and the little boy had a sucker in his mouth, and he was licking away at this sucker. And the man who stopped him looked at the little boy. He said, do you like that? Oh yes, he said, it's good, sir. The gentleman looked at him. He said, how good is it? Oh, he said, it's very good. It's sweet. Well, said the gentleman, could you tell me how sweet it is? Yes, sir. It's the sweetest thing I've ever licked. Well, tell me then, how sweet is it? The little boy got so exasperated, he couldn't find language to express how much he enjoyed his sucker. So he held it out to the man. He says, here, sir, have a lick for yourself, and you'll understand. You'll know then how sweet it is. Ah, it was the little boy's way of simply saying, it's so sweet to my taste, but it's beyond me to tell you just how much I enjoy it. That's like the psalmist. He says, I've been reading, I've been studying, I've been meditating upon the Word of God day after day. It has been like a staff to me on my journey. It's like instruction to me when I've to face difficulties. More than that, it's like food to my soul. It's so sweet. I enjoy it. I can't get too much of it. But in plain words, my friend, if we want to understand how sweet it was to the psalmist, there's only one way for it. We'll have to taste and see that the Lord is good. We'll have to take it for ourselves. Take the words of the psalmist, oh, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. There's a sweetness about the Word of God. The more you get of it, the more you want it. The strange thing is that so many people have turned away from the Word of God. They don't like it. They don't read it. They don't meditate upon it. It's been cast out of some of our institutions of learning, so-called. It's been taken out of some of the so-called pulpits. It's no longer read in some homes. It used to be that children were given Bibles for birthday presents and Christmas presents. I wonder, are they still giving Bibles as presents to children, encouraging them to read the Word of God? Oh, we ought to encourage the little ones to start reading and to start learning and meditating upon the precepts of God's Word, so that when they grow up, they'll be able to look back and say with the psalmist, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. The greater the love we have for the Word of God, the more we will abhor that which is evil and sinful, and that which is distasteful to the Lord will become distasteful to us. I trust that each of us, as we have meditated on this little stanza today from the 119th Psalm, we'll be able to take the opening words as found in verse 97 and say, oh, how I love thy law, it is my meditation all the day.